wisdom of our God Most High, guiding creation with power and love, come to teach us the path of knowledge.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Ruth. Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I always wish that when the genealogy is proclaimed at Mass that there is a deacon to read for it. It's just a lot of, you know, difficult names. Christmas season is a time for family reunions and gatherings. And as much as we always hope that these gatherings are happy, joyful, and delightful, at times it could also be tense because of existing and strained relationships. There are people that we don't want to see, people that we want to avoid, and probably family members whom we, if we are given an option, probably not choose to be part of them or they be part of us. My point is, family is a complicated dynamics. But when God decided in his great love to become like us, he did not spare himself to be born in the complexities and messiness of the human family. The genealogy that we heard in the gospel today does not just present the family line of Jesus, but in a deeper and profounder way tells us the intimacy of God, God's desire to be one with us and to be with us. He wanted to tell us just by listening to the genealogy, I am willing to be part of your mess in order to put order and harmony in your life. The family tree of Jesus is not as holy as what we might think. And some of the names that we heard in the family line of Jesus were not necessarily family members that we can be proud of. Take, for example, Tamar, who disguised as a prostitute in order to have sexual relations with her father-in-law and bore two sons. Rahab, who was actually a prostitute. And Bathsheba, who was also the mistress of King David, whose husband was eventually murdered. My point is, God enters the messiness of the human family in order to sanctify it and make it whole. God did not just operate from the outside of the human family, but became intimately part of it. So reflecting on the genealogy today, what can we learn from it? It teaches about hope. Not to give up when situations appear to be so dark and bleak. It teaches us that even from seemingly broken people and situations, salvation and grace can come out of it. We just have to have faith and cooperate with the grace that God gives us. And he already gave us the greatest and the biggest grace that he could possibly give us. His very son. The child that we anticipate this Christmas season. We all know that Advent is especially referred to as a season of hope to renew our trust and confidence in the Lord once again. Perhaps there are those we think that are just too broken, who have made such messes of their lives that they appear as better candidates for condemnation than for salvation. When we start thinking that way about particular people, we should immediately turn our thoughts to humble repentance, for not one of us deserve a place in the kingdom on the basis of our own accomplishments. But basically, what we have, our salvation, is from the great mercy and love of God. So, my dear friends, reflecting on the genealogy today, may we brought to that deeper desire for transformation. If God had to go through all the troubles to become like us, we have to be stunned by the singular and unique gaze of God to humanity, a gaze that speaks only of love and mercy. And the only response that I could think of to God's generosity and gratitude by entering into the messiness of the humanity's family line, the only thing that I can think of is gratitude that shakes the core of our being, moving us to a deeper sharing in the life of God and of the gospel. In short, gratitude strong enough to seriously configure ourselves to the person of the child Jesus, who is the pattern of our own dignity.